There are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL draft this year. My name is Ben Solak, and I host the Ringer NFL Draft Show with Danny Kelly, Danny Heifetz, and Greg Horlbeck. We cover trades, free agency, and the draft, which is, obviously. We'll tell you about everything, which includes which quarterbacks are good, which quarterbacks are bad, and which quarterbacks are just Kirk Cousins. That is the Ringer NFL Draft Show. Search the Ringer NFL Draft Show on Spotify.
It's the Ringer Gambling Show, presented by FanDuel. The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and FanDuel is the best place to get in on the action. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Quick Bets, which are back and better than ever for the NBA playoffs on FanDuel. Find what you're looking for faster and easier with more props right at your fingertips. You can check out live bets like three-minute markets and exclusive live bets like quarter player props, player assist combos, and more. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus, 18 plus, and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Let's roll, baby. Welcome in. Jam-packed Monday edition of East Coast Bias. Our final East Coast Bias for the month of April. Rounding into the month of May. Closing in on the end of round one here in the NBA postseason. I welcome in Joe House, Raheem Palmer, yours truly, J.J. Johnson-Stremski. I survived my half marathon, fellas. I cashed the under with ease. Never in doubt. There's my medal right there. I'm wearing it around Brooklyn. I know. I feel like I feel like a kid who got a Little League trophy, you know, and I'm just carrying it around town, walking around the streets in New York City. And we'll get to my giddiness with my basketball team, which I am super fired up about. Raheem is not going to be so fired up, but I don't want to start there, House. I want to start with the Minnesota Timberwolves because we watched this game late night. They sweep the Phoenix Suns in four consecutive games. And I kind of had a feeling after watching game two that Phoenix was just cooked in this series. And you saw that. And there is a attitude and a swagger and a confidence with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Raheem brought this up when I did his podcast House on Thursday night. And I think it should be repeated here on East Coast Bias. The Timberwolves have been in the playoffs each of the last 2 years. And I think what you saw in this series is, hey, they took those experiences. They played a Phoenix team that has absolutely no depth. Anthony Edwards is in his first rodeo. The younger guys, the veteran guys kind of now have that rapport and that camaraderie. And they just whooped Phoenix for four straight games. They whooped them in game three. They win a close one in game four. That's a hell of a way to start the postseason, my man.
And yes, of course, JJ, to Dream's very salient observation, those series were against Memphis and Denver, and those were both real playoff chops that the T-Wolves got by way of that exercise. They showed up against this Suns team ready for business. They were not afraid of this Suns team, and this Suns team did, over the course of the season, kind of have the T-Wolves number a little bit. We saw it right before the playoffs started, and it kind of was a little bit of a flim-flam. It kind of had me thinking, wait a minute, now here's the Suns team with all this veteran talent. But no, it was the same Suns team we saw all season long, disjointed, uninspired chemistry, couldn't get on the same page. I mean, it only took four games in the threat of the sweep for Devin Booker to finally show up. Welcome Devin Booker to the playoffs. Too little, too late. You can't overcome Beta Beal. But Bradley Beal had four made field goal attempts to go along with his six turnovers and six personal fouls, fouled out of the game. Good luck with the remaining $200 million plus on that contract to Matt Ishbia in the Phoenix Suns, Dream.
Yeah, I mean, Bradley Beal is just out there completely stealing a check. I mean, this is a guy who said he would be damned if he was going to be swept and then went out there and did absolutely nothing tonight. So, I mean, that tells you the state of this franchise. And, you know, the Clippers got it done today, but people were arguing, who is the team who was in the worst position going forward, the Suns or the Clippers? And it's clearly the Suns, because you're paying Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, all this big money, and you have no depth at all. And there's just no way for this team to get better. I mean, you're playing Josh Okogie big minutes in a postseason series. You're playing Nas Little. Like, you're just playing guys who should not be in a playoff rotation. Royce O'Neal. So, you know, kudos to the Minnesota Timberwolves for getting it done. It's unfortunate, you know, they had to lose their coach in the process. You know, so prayers up for him. But this Minnesota Timberwolves team, they're going to be brutal to have to deal with in a postseason series.
Guys, I'm throwing this out there now. Denver's going to beat the Lakers. Question how many games. I know some uncertainty at the moment about Jamal Murray. Denver's not losing this series to the Lakers.
I'm pushing back.
You think the Lakers are pulling a Red Sox? Really?
Look, if you're watching this series, I've never seen anything like this. You can tell me if you've seen anything like this, but the Lakers have led almost 170 minutes in this postseason series, and they're down 3-1.
But they're still down 3-1.
And I understand that. But when you watch, at some point in time, I don't know if you're going to be able to keep pulling the rabbit out of the hat and making these comebacks. And I don't know if I'm scared, because I saw this happen in 2016 with the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers when they pulled off that 3-1 comeback. But I feel like I'm catching some deja vu vibes, because
really,
look at the way Jamal Murray has been playing. Even like throughout this series, he has 86 points on 92 shots. He's been horrible outside of that 5-minute span in game two where he made everything and then hit the game winner. And now you're talking about a Nuggets team who, if they're missing Jamal Murray, they are just 7-11 straight up when they don't have their full-time starting lineup. So they don't have a lot of depth. This is a must-win game. And I know people are going to look at me like I'm crazy. If the Nuggets don't win game five, they're in trouble.
House, are you buying the idea Denver could be in a little trouble here? Because I'm not. I understand your points, Raheem. They still have the Joker. And it's still a Laker team that outside of LeBron and outside of Davis, where are they getting scoring? Where are they getting it?
I mean, on any given night, like, honestly, on any given night, you can get a big night from D'Angelo Russell, who, I mean, he's tended to be a bad matchup against
them. Against the Nuggets, he hasn't played well. See, that's my problem.
He hasn't played well.
But
on any given night, you can get a big night from him. On any given night, you can get a big night from Reeves. And the way I see it, this Nuggets team, they're not the team that they were last year with Bruce Brown and Jeff Green. Those guys are gone. So this is not a team with a lot of depth. So if Jamal Murray isn't right, like, I just don't know how you can keep pulling a rabbit out of a hat and coming back from 15, 20-point deficit every night. Like, this team is not that good. They just have the best player in the game. And I just think there's a real concern that the Lakers could... I'm not saying they're going to win this series, but if you wanted to put in a lottery ticket and you wanted to go over to FanDuel Sportsbook right now and say, you know, what's my best lottery ticket? It's by far the Lakers at 18-1 to come back and win this series.
So I'm not going to go all the way there, JJ, but everything that Dream just said needs to be taken to heart for the next round, because I do think ultimately with the home court advantage, and you can't understate how important that is for Denver, what an advantage that is, what it does specifically to the role players that the Lakers need to be able to pull off the once in a lifetime, never happened in the history of the league, upset. I don't think it's going to happen. But everything that Dream just laid out, really important considerations when we're looking at this matchup in the next round with whomever it's going to be. I think the Nuggets are there for the getting, especially if Jamal is compromised at all. So this injury news that comes out and his ability to play and be effective in game five and going forward, this is mapping out a pathway for us to potentially make a little money in the next round, gentlemen.
Well, I like the sound of that. But what I was going to say, Raheem, before you drop the bomb on us, which we love. I love a good Raheem bomb every now and again when they apply. I think the winner of Minnesota-Denver is winning the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Ooh.
And Denver, I don't think I'm going out on much of a limb. The Timberwolves have the look, dude. They defend. They got a star. Edwards is a star. I mean, he is a star. He loves the moment. He loves the big stage. And I know everyone's going to say, Celtics, Celtics, Celtics. That team's not going to be afraid of Celtics. But they got a long way to go. I understand that. They got to wait for the champs.
I got a hot take, too, though.
Oh, I like this. I like where we're starting this podcast.
If the Nuggets do get through this series, we're going to get some value on the Nuggets because the Suns stink. Like, they stink.
They do.
And the Wolves, I think people are going to look at this series and say, the Wolves, they look so... And the Wolves are a good team. I think, you know, Bill Simmons, he told us in our group chat, there's only like four teams that can win the title. And he had the Wolves as one of them. And I would agree. But I think because of this series, the Wolves are going to be overvalued going into the following series.
And
so I want to look at those Nuggets prices.
Okay. So Lakers live in game five, according to Dream. And I might be investing in the Lakers. We'll save that for when we get to best bets. Timberwolves in four. I think Timberwolves are going to be live in the next series. I don't think they're going to beat Denver for what it's worth. I don't, but I think they can. And I look forward to maybe getting that series in a few days. Now, as we transition here, Dallas and the Clippers. What an insane game, Raheem. Insane game. Now, full disclosure, I was so wrapped up, Knicks stuff, Nick B, finishing up the half marathon, I honestly didn't have an opportunity to fire on the Clippers, which I wanted to do. And I see the score in the first quarter, and you know, I'm doing this, that, and the other. I have the game on. I have the baseball going. The Yankees and Mets is going nuts. I see the Clippers up by like 25 points. And I'm like, of course, I don't get this bet in. The Clippers are going to win this game going away, and I miss a golden opportunity. Then Dallas comes back down 37 points to take the lead. And I'm Raheem. I'm like, maybe luck out here. Maybe this will work out in my favor. No, the Clippers showed me something without Kawhi Leonard. Number one, they look better in this series without Kawhi because of his injury. That's number one. But they showed me some good spot to yuck up a 30-point lead on the road, give it away, and still execute down the stretch. Harden, to me, was brilliant. Got to give credit where credit is due, Raheem. Normally, you don't give credit to a team that blows a 30-point lead. I'm giving credit to the Clippers in this spot, dude. I am.
Yeah, just insane shot making. And, you know, Kyrie, he hit the three to bring it within one. And then he made one of the greatest layups I've ever seen in the history of basketball. And the Clippers call a timeout. And you're thinking the game's over because there's no way they're going to recover.
Dallas going to run away. Agreed.
And Paul George hits one of the like most outlandish step backs ever. And the Clippers take control of that game. Like, I thought that they were cooked. I was ready to cash my Mavericks series bet ticket right there. And now we're in for a dogfight. So kudos to this team because they fought.
Yeah, that was a drama with, you know, six different chapters to it. And one of the things for sure, we need to map this out for ourselves. These playoff games are taking 3 hours at least. I went to the Sixers Knicks game Thursday night.
That was an abomination. Don't get me started with those reviews. Don't get me started on Thursday night.
Oh, man.
But it's a reminder of the ramped up pressure in general, how hard it is for these games to be refereed. I mean, I'm actually sympathetic with the refs. I think they have an impossible job in front of them. And you know, I was kind of pleased by how few reviews we had through the course of today. But this game with the Mavericks and the Clippers leaves me completely dumbfounded. I don't know what to do about this series because the thesis for Denver's advancing came down to a defensive identity plus the two guys who can create their shots, get shots at any time. That defensive identity has been compromised a little bit because it's a bad matchup. If James Harden and Paul George are a bad matchup for the bigs, for the size that Dallas has brought to the table, that Dallas can't play Daniel Gafford. He is a negative, you know, across the board in his plus minus minutes. And, you know, so James Harden is getting to the point to into the paint with impunity and scoring. Here's the thing. The Clippers cannot under any circumstances let Kawhi Leonard even bother putting on a uniform. If they have any hopes whatsoever of winning this series, that dude, they need to take his uniform and hide it from him and tell him, come on, you can sit on the bench in these street clothes and enjoy these games. They have no chance at winning these series in any game. They can't win a game if Kawhi plays in it. But if he doesn't play, this is a 50-50 matchup. I'm looking for, you know, an opportunity. In fact, I'm already on the book. Dallas is favored in L.A. L.A. has the home court advantage now. But Dallas is a 2.5-point favorite going into that Wednesday game.
I'll take it a step further, Raheem. The series price, which was closer to the even money range, we talked about how it kind of fluctuated going into the start of the postseason. And I don't know if this is necessarily Kawhi-related or not. It is minus 188 for Dallas, despite the fact that they do not have home for potential.
I'm very surprised by that.
Oh, hi, doesn't it? I thought it'd be in. You want to tell me it goes back to the original? I would have said, Dallas minus 135, Dallas minus 140, 188. I'm surprised by that, dude. I am.
Yeah, I think that's a bit outlandish. You know, these teams are a lot closer than what the market is indicating. But, I mean, this does come. I mean, I just think Kawhi Leonard's presence in this is just being overvalued. And you saw that today. The line was plus 7. And I think most people were saying, look, if Kawhi Leonard plays, we're taking the Mavericks. If he doesn't play, we're taking the Clippers. So that tells you that the market is overvaluing this. Now, one thing I will say is that the Clippers won by 5 points and they shot 62% from three. So that kind of lets you know that maybe the Mavericks are probably the better team, but it almost feels like with their bigs, they're in a tough position because you have a guy like Maxi Kleber who can space the floor. But, I mean, he gave up that wide-open layup to Kawhi Leonard, to James Harden, which pretty much iced the game. So it just, I don't know, this is a really tough series.
All right, boys, let's get to something that's near and dear to my heart, not so near and dear to Raheem. Jalen Brunson. Scoring the most points in a playoff game by a New York Knick, basically scoring 46 of the 90 points the Knicks had. He said, fellas, get on my back. I got you. I'm getting you back to New York up 3-1. The Knicks don't have Randle. They lose Bogdanovich. They lose Mitchell Robinson. And yet OG Anunoby House is shutting down Joel Embiid. And I know Embiid has had some monster stat lines in this series. You can't find him in the fourth quarter of these games. Game one, couldn't find him in the fourth quarter. Robinson shut him down. Game four, in a game Philadelphia absolutely had to have at home, they can't execute down the stretch. I'm begging Kelly Oubre, boy, you shoot as many open threes as you want. I don't care if you hit a couple early in the game. Be my guest. You could shoot that until the cows come home. But my guy, Jalen Brunson, does it again. I look at the Knicks stat line, and I'm like, how in God's creation did they win this game? Jalen effing Brunson. That's how.
I mean, there was, in addition to the scoring, his assist line was exemplary as well. I think I saw the stat that he had a hand in 72% of all of the Knicks scoring in this game on Sunday. And, you know, look, he just won't be denied. Now, from the 50,000 foot level view, this series is playing out in a manner that kind of fits what I anticipated, like this slightly incapacitated version of Joel Embiid. He's not in shape. Once again, how could he possibly be in shape coming off the injury that he had? It's not a criticism, but, you know, Nick Nurse has him out there. What did he play? 43, 44 minutes? He played the whole second
44
half.
Minutes tonight. 44 minutes from Embiid.
He's not in shape. He can't play. Like, so OG Anunoby did shut him down.
And Precious Achiuwa.
Yeah.
Mixing and matching. Yeah. Crazy. But
he can't play. He's dead. You know, he can't move. And this is, you know, I think the people of Philadelphia genuinely had affection for this team over the course of the season with good reason. They got rid of Ben Simmons a couple of years ago. They got rid of James Harden. All the guys that wanted to be gone are gone. And now they had this very likable team, but Joel got hurt, and that's what happens. And it turns out they're like a body and a half short, because what's happening on the offensive rebounds, what's happening with the points in the paint, you know, what's happening on second chance points, all those are those gritty buckets, that difference inside where it's the money gets made, and the Sixers don't have a body for that, Dream.
I'm going to be honest with you. We're not even a body and a half short. We're five guys short, because Tobias Harris is a zero. Yeah.
Zero.
And then
total zero. Totally agree.
We talk about, what do we always talk about? Role players shoot better at home. The Sixers had six bench points today. Six. That's six more than all of us put together. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, you didn't get the campaign game.
Like, if Joel Embiid, you can't find time to rest your star player at home. What are we doing? And if you look at the plus minuses, I think this tells a story. Joel Embiid was a plus one in a game in which the Sixers lost by 5 points. Only one other player on the team had a positive plus minus, and that's Kyle Lowry. Everybody else was a minus. So that means nobody else stepped up. Tyrese Maxey, and I'm not going to criticize him too much because I said this was going to happen. This is the first year in which he was second on a totem pole. He didn't have James Harden to, you know, play off of. So he's at the top of the scouting report now. So I knew he was going to have his bumps and bruises. But Tobias getting paid $38 million, $39 million to do nothing, and then we not having a bench just puts us in a bad spot. And the entire Joel Embiid era has been a struggle to be able to survive these playoff, non-Embiid playoff minutes.
And listen, you got two monster games at a Maxey at Madison Square Garden. He was not as good in game three, but he came alive in the second half. And listen, Maxey was not as good, 3-9 from three in game four. Listen, Brunson is a dog. The guy's as tough as can be. And really, guys, the way I look at this series, the Knicks are tougher than the Sixers. I know sometimes there are the cliches.
True. No, that's
true. And people
true.
Say, oh, the cliches aren't fair or accurate. That, to me, is the difference in this series. The Knicks have major cojones. I question the Sixers. Case closed.
You're right. 25 yep. more offensive rebounds. 28 more points in the paint. 36 more second-chance points. Those are balls plays right there. That's playing with your balls. Put your balls out, JJ. That's how they do it.
That's how we do it on East Coast Bias. Yep. Raheem, minus 850 now to Knicks for the series. The Knicks are minus 4 in game number 5. Do you think the Sixers give you a spirited effort, or are they cooked?
They're cooked. And one of the reasons why they're cooked is because there's only one day in between game 4 and game 5. Joel Embiid played the entire second half. And, you know, for all the talk about Thibs, well, Nick Nurse is Thibs-like. And he used this card.
They're even dressing alike. Dude, I'm wearing the Thibs zip-up today. I'm trying to dress like Thibs. Everybody, dude, let me tell you, I leave the race. I haven't seen Nick Fever like this in the city. And this goes beyond the Carmelo days. I'm talking 20-plus years. 90s, early 2000s. I finished my half marathon today, guys. Everybody leaving Prospect Park. Nick t-shirt. Knicks. I'm like, this is pretty awesome. Nah, I miss these days, House. It's like the 90s.
I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, gentlemen. But the way this thing is lining up, a certain city in New England.
Oh, my goodness, please. You know why I want that
series?
Let's
just be cautious.
Oh, my God. Knicks got some work to do. Listen, Knicks got to win.
Everybody does. Boston does, too.
They'll be there. I'm not, they're going to be there. They got Orlando or Cleveland. They might as well get a bye in the second round in the season. No. So.
I'm not ready to go there yet, JJ. I'm not ready to go there.
And we'll see. But listen, if we get that series, that is the ultimate house money series for my boys. And I will be just I may have to make the trip up to Boston for one or two of those games. I may have to do it, Raheem.
I'm not going to lie to you. I might have to roll with you, too, because I got to see this Knicks team in person. Because
yeah, that's going to be East Coast biased, and I'll come up for that. Yeah, I'm not missing out on that. Come on.
Let's hit the other two series in the East. Raheem, I was dumb enough to go heads up with you on Saturday in that Orlando-Cleveland game. I was feeling great about Cleveland at the end of the first half. I'm like, this is in the bag. Cleveland's going to win this game going away. Little did I know Orlando would go on like a 31-5 run. I mean, Cleveland, and I sent this in our group chat. Mobley, everybody is on Mobley's nuts, and I understand he's super talented. He is charming soft, dude. He gets bullied way too often in some of these games. Man, I know I don't watch the Cavs every day, and I'm sure there's folks in Cleveland saying JJ not being fair. Well, I saw the postseason series, and he was incredibly soft against the Knicks. I'm watching this series against Orlando, and he's gotten bullied at times. Like, when he's off, he looks way off. And kind of think this series has seven games written all over it, don't you?
I 100% agree. This feels like a series where the home team wins every game, and then you get to game seven, and anything can happen. Because we know how good the Magic have been at home. They've exhibited their toughness. I think the one lineup change that Mosley made going into game three, moving Wendell Carter into the starting lineup and then, you know, moving Jonathan Isaac back to the bench, it was a complete game changer. So we'll see what the Cleveland Cavaliers do at home. But I do think the Cavaliers are probably going to win game five, and then we're going to, you know, be back for game six and then back for game seven.
I'm not ready to go there, fellas. I think that what we've seen out of the Orlando Magic and the Podfather, Bill Simmons, he had this intuition in the second half of game one where he observed, he thought that Orlando had figured out this Cleveland offense. This Cleveland offense is horrendous. A 105 per 100 possessions, like the worst rating of all of the playoff teams, I believe. And I think that Jalen Suggs on Donovan Mitchell is now a thing. Like, the reason that Orlando is susceptible to losing is in Cleveland is because their role players not showing up and showing out. They got double digits from Markelle Fultz in one of these home games. They got double digits from Cole Anthony. Franz Wagner decided to show up. It's playoff time for Franz finally. But look, I'm on Cleveland at plus 168 in game five on the money line. And I'm on Cleveland to win the series plus 320 on the FanDuel Sportsbook because I'm said Cleveland. I'm sorry.
Orlando, we know you meant. I know you meant. You're on Orlando.
Yeah,
when you said
I'm
plus
on Orlando.
20, I knew
it's
exactly
Orlando,
where you were going.
Orlando. Because if they win game five, they're going to win game six. So I like this plus 320 for the Magic to win four games to two.
Juicy price. House, got to commend you. You were all over the Pacers. I didn't bet the Bucks. I stayed away from the series because of the Giannis uncertainty. Lillard gets hurt in game three. That's an epic game three. Indiana survives in overtime. I don't see Milwaukee putting up much. I don't even know if we're getting to game six in this series, dude. Who is Milwaukee running out there if there's no Giannis and there's no Lillard? I mean, my goodness, what a nightmare for them. Nightmare.
Yeah, I mean,
and Middleton keeps getting hurt too. Like, yeah. You're watching him, and it's like, I mean, he's giving it his all. I mean, he hit those two threes at the end of game three when they should have been fouling. But I mean, in game four, he gave a spirited effort, but you just saw he kept limping off. So I think, you know, the Bucks are just, they're playing out the string right now. They're not going to rush Giannis back. They're not going to rush Dame back. Next year is when we're going to see what they really are.
It's going to have to be that way. I mean, I stayed a little side by side just out of my curiosity while Minnesota took care of business that fourth quarter. I wrote down Bradley Beal's next three contract years and put them right next to Dame Lillard's contract years. And I'm not sure which way you want to do this, because Beal's a few years younger. You know, Beal made 46.7 this year. Dame made 45.6. Next year, Beal's going to make over $50 million.
My goodness.
Dame's only at 48.7, but then it gets crazy in 25, 26. My man Dame, $54.2 million in his age 35, 36 year. Bradley Beal is barely keeping up at $53.6 million. I'll leave it
at least
at
Dame
that.
Plays basketball, though.
He does. That's, that's right.
Like, that Bill does fair. Not play. He's not a, like, he literally doesn't play basketball.
No argument. I mean, you know, congratulations to the Mortgage King who's going to need every one
of
those mortgages.
Y'all pulled off a heist being able to get rid
say,
of that
I need Bradley Beal's agent. I mean, come on. But I like work. Well, that's the difference. I like showing up to work.
We
can
still
count
have,
on me.
We have half a Beal here in Washington, and his name is Jordan Poole.
Amazing. House from the top rope. All right, we'll come back. We got all sorts of best bets for Monday. They're coming up. The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. So you can bet on anything. You want to bet on Donovan DiVincenzo to bounce back and take his over for threes? Go right ahead. You want to bet who's going to be the guy to score the first basket? You could do all that and more. And FanDuel is now live in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. How about that, Chill House? So just go to FanDuel.com/NYNY to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 plus, 18 plus, present in select states. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rghelp.com. First online Romany wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
This episode is brought to you by DSW. Whenever I'm thinking about picking up a new pair of shoes, the first place I go to is DSW. Whether it's gearing up for a holiday, reinventing your style, or just finding a pair to stay comfy in while watching the game, DSW has all the brands you want at prices that just make sense. Shop now at your nearest DSW store or online at DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
All right, gents, we got a handful of games here on Monday night. You'll have a game 5 with the Lakers and the Nuggets. I think Raheem might be going a certain direction in this game. We'll see. We got Boston laying double digits against Miami. A little regression. I told Raheem on his pod on Thursday. It was all over the Celtics. That was one of my favorite bets of the weekend. That took care of me. And then we have Oklahoma City, who has been dominant in game 2 and game 3 against the New Orleans Pelicans. So, Raheem, it's 100 time. Big Monday card. What do we got, buddy?
Okay, we got a couple of plays for today. We're going to go with the Oklahoma City Thunder -4.5 against the New Orleans Pelicans. I just think this series is over. The Thunder, they have top 5 offense, top 5 defense. The Pelicans have really struggled to score throughout this series, and I don't think that's going to change here. So that's one of my plays. Next, we're going to go with the Los Angeles Lakers +7.5 against the Denver Nuggets. We're going to get ahead of this number and grab it now. I really like it, especially with Jamal Murray. He's questionable for this matchup. And I'm also going to play the Lakers on the money line, +250. Those are my plays for today. Now, if Murray is ruled out, I might come back and maybe try to middle this game on the Nuggets. But those are my plays for right now.
I like it, Raheem. I'm not going to be as frisky as you on the Laker money line. But I think they're going to fight. They showed you that in game 4. There's a lot of pride, LeBron, Anthony Davis. I'm going to grab the 7.5 as well. I already fired on it. I also like Miami today, House, as crazy as that might sound. I think if they're going to give you the spirited effort, it's going to be tonight. Because I think if they go back to Boston, they already got the game in Boston. Celtics are going to be ready for them. I don't think the Celtics are going to want to deal with the idea of a closeout back in Miami. Just too much bad karma, juju, whatnot. I think this is the game you could get Miami hot at home, Celtics feeling their oats after a big game 3. I'm not saying Miami's going to win. I think we're going to have a much more competitive game four than we did game three. So my two, and I like Oklahoma City. The problem is I just feel like I feel like I'm missing the best of this number, Raheem. I'm no way in the world betting the Pelicans. But yeah. I just feel like 4.5, watch them go win by 3, and I'm going to feel like an idiot. But give me the Heat. Give me the Lakers, House. Those are my two plays today.
Yeah, I'm not at all worried about the notion of investing in Oklahoma City. I'm going to play all kinds of alt lines on them. 4.5, 9.5, double digits. I like Oklahoma City every which way up and down the board, laying the points, plus the over in that game. Even though New Orleans is going to be the part of that over that I'm going to be sweating, Oklahoma City has demonstrated beyond a reasonable doubt that New Orleans can mount no defense whatsoever. So let me let them run out to 125 or 130 points like they've been doing all season long. I cash that over, and we go up and down the board with them. And New Orleans gets to go to Galveston. That's where Chuck wants to send them. He won't let them go to Cancun. I wonder if he let the Suns go to Cancun. We have to check that on the replay.
I look forward to watching that when they show the gone fishing clip on the NBA on TNT.
I look forward to that, too. You know, Sam just came out with a report, and it says Kevin Durant has never felt comfortable with his role in the Phoenix offense alongside Devin Booker and Bradley Beal this season. Sources have said Durant has had persistent issues with the offense, feeling like he's being relegated to the corner far too often and not having proper designs to play to his strengths, as the offense was built around pick and roll. So
I mean,
we're going
to
see some fireworks
this
summer.
Can this guy take a hike? I mean, honestly.
Well, he's begging for it. That's what that's it.
He's begging to get back to Golden State. Is that where this ends? With Durant going back where he maybe should have never left?
We need to talk to FanDuel. We need to put up odds immediately. Where is he going to be? It could be the Knicks. The Knicks have some. Julius Randle for Kevin Durant. Who says no to that, JJ?
I'll take Devin Booker. I don't want Kevin.
You know he's itching to go back to Oklahoma City
and play with these young. He would.
Oh, geez.
Go be a freeloader with SGA's team and Chet's team.
Yeah, I mean, they're already sowing the seeds to try and get rid of poor Frank Vogel. What did Frank Vogel do to that team? He didn't compile that batch of bums. Let that guy go ahead and coach somebody who wants to play basketball properly.
Amazing.
Anyway.
Amazing. Oh, well, boys, great connecting. Look forward to these games on Monday night. Hopefully, for my sake, it is a big-time party Tuesday at Madison Square Garden. We'll be back for East Coast Bias. Raheem, you'll have 100 picks throughout the week. House of Fairway Rolling coming your way?
Of course. We got the Wells Fargo coming up in front of us. So, you know, it's about to be big time golf again.
And in the spirit of plugging all sorts of assorted items, I will have Wise Guy Wednesday. You guys are going to have to pop on from time to time with John Jastrzemski on FanDuel TV every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern. So, long story short, the boys have a ton of content, you know? That's what we do around here. A lot of content. Yeah. Good job, Stephon.
A lot of great things coming. And I think we got a new guy coming as well.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to let him announce it, but it's a lot of good things coming.
I was going to say, I don't want to get in trouble because I don't want to have a breach in contract for him. But
I'll say that
a tease. I like that.
It's good to have him on the team because I've been borrowing from his content liberally for years. So it's good to have him on the right side.
A tease. I like that. And as a parting gift, who had me and Richard Jefferson in a Twitter feud before the end of the night?
That's not a feud. That was fantastic. He gave you some flowers, JJ.
Dude, bottom line, watch the games. I mean, you want to talk about somebody that was on the Philadelphia payroll with the excuses he was making for Joel Embiid. Don't get me started. He don't like the Knicks. That's fine.
Embiid deserves some excuses today. He deserved excuses today.
Not getting them from me. No. He's out there playing with me.
Just for one day.
I can't. He's out there playing.
I respect it.
We'll see you Wednesday. What a show. Be good, everybody. Must be 21 plus, 18 plus in D.C., and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/ORG in Colorado, D.C., Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, and Vermont. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9WITH in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700, or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.